What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark DeBerry, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And on anything you should be doing, whether it's podcasting, whether it's writing a book, whether it's one of those things or something else, you should really think about how can you become totally unstoppable towards that goal that you're working towards. So we're going to share with you in this episode, how can you become unstoppable so you accomplish the goals that matter the most to you. So the guest who joins us today, she is a former Miss Singapore and Southeast Asia Woman of Excellence in 2010. And she is also the founder of Soul Rich Woman, the number one female entrepreneur network in Southeast Asia that connects more than 200,000 women across the region. Our globally renowned speaker who joins us in this episode, she had to start supporting herself at 14 years old and has quite the journey of being unstoppable. Our guest who joins us for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Janisha Alora. Janisha, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on your show.
I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. I mean, it's really impressive to, so one of the things I know about you is you went from six figures in debt to making seven figures. So quite the unstoppable journey, quite the resilience to get to where you are today. I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about that early time where you're supporting yourself at 14 years old, you fall six figures into debt, and then you rise up to make a seven-figure income. What was the mindset going through you at that moment to really power through that?
Yeah. So when I was going through my teenage years, it was really tough. I had to financially support myself through school because I hated my life. And because I was often bullied in school, I mean, I wasn't having a lot of money, so I couldn't change fancy handphones or even change very nice looking bags. So I had these girls who came up to me during a basketball session, and then they kind of cornered me and then pulled open my shirt, and they were like, "Oh, you're wearing the same bra," you know, they kind of do these things to me. And then there was another time when they threw my bag, school bag, it was a little torn already, but they just want to destroy it a bit further. So they threw it across the classroom floor and my books were strewn all over the floor. At that moment, I wanted to die. Because at that moment, I felt like life was meaningless. I mean, when you're bullied in school, it's tough to really face the world and you feel such humiliation. Thank God, my mom was my pillar of strength and support. And really, she kept me going and encouraged me to never give up. And being started early helped me to see the world much earlier. And because of that experiences, and I kind of learned through the school of hard knocks, which is a society, and that really helped me to embrace the mindset change of, you know, knowing that if you really want something, your why is bigger than your how, and that's how you're going to get, you know, your things that you really want. Right. So my why is my mother. You know, she's an inspiration. She's like my pillar of strength. And she's also a leader in her own area within the community. So I want to continue her legacy. The situation happened, like when I go through debts and everything, I mean, everybody goes through shit. I mean, I'm a trained occupational therapist, something like a physiotherapist in a healthcare sector. So I'm not really trained in business before I ever even started my own business, right? So as I go on, I'll learn through our falls and failures, but I always tell myself it's okay. You know, you really need the right support. You need to find a mentor and really someone who can give you real feedback that can keep you going rather than you living in your own world. So definitely support system on top of the mindset stuff that keeps you going. So these are some of the things that really pushes me forward even up to today.
And I love that focus on the why, because if you really figure out a really meaningful purpose, like for you, your mom was your pillar. I mean, that's going to make it a lot easier for you to overcome different things. It's going to make it easier for you to be unstoppable. And speaking to you now, you seem like someone who's very confident. And when people, like, the thing with getting bullied is that usually you're not confident at that time. And you can obviously see that in how Janisha is talking about how she was not as confident in that those moments when she's getting bullied as she is now. So I'm wondering if you could share how the confidence was able to transform from where it was then to where it is now, because that is a big journey in itself.
I think, like, the support system is very important. So I've got, like, very good friends, not a lot, but like three of them. And they were really encouraging. They knew that they could see something in me that I couldn't. So they encouraged me to, you know, go for the beauty pageant, right? And at that moment, of course, my life was transformed. But before that, I was working hard while going through school and saving up money for, you know, to learn how to go for like a grooming department, how to do catwalk and poses, things that get me ready for public speaking. I mean, the greatest fear other than death, the number one fear is death. The second one is actually fear of public speaking, right? So I got myself trained in this area and it was not easy, but I still made it. And so I was, this point in time, it's all about living out of the box and recognizing that you are stuck in your own mind. Whatever that you perceive in your world is your own reality, right? So you need to keep working on yourself to constantly take baby steps to celebrate small wins so that you can really achieve a greater confident, a better version of yourself.
I love that. You are stuck in your own mind. So, I mean, again, like when we talk about why, think about what are the things you're putting in your mind? What are the things you're saying to yourself? Because those are the thoughts that are going to stick with you. So make sure you're optimizing your mind for success, as if it's a keyword. Make sure you're optimizing your mind for success because it's going to compound over time. A lot of people who achieve success is through compounding. It's through momentum where that success actually happens. And I'm wondering if you could share with us like how the business started, because you go for the pageant, you like a lot of people are telling you to do it, and you're saving up money. So how does the business come around?
So I had already had quite experience as a trainer. I was teaching yoga, aerobics, and line dancing since I was 14 years old. And then at 18, I had a first taste of like, I realized, I was like, okay, I know, how can I make more money within an hour? Because if I teach a class, I get paid by the hour, right? How can I earn like 10 times more within an hour? So I kind of formed a group and I supplied trainers and instructors to corporate organizations as well as for events. So that's how I made more during school time. So the whole entrepreneurship thing came to me naturally, because after I won Miss Singapore, I went on to take the certification as an image consultant. And because of the profile the title gave me, my clientele were like CEOs of companies and politicians in Singapore. And that really helped me to transform the way I look in my life and also the way I do my business. So that's how it got started officially. So I've been in business since 2006. I would say it's not too long and not too short. I mean, it's been many, many years. I mean, like 13 years, I would say. And this is a really interesting journey because, like I said, I'm not trained in business. I was learning business through my aha moments and really looking at what's happening and going on. So it's kind of learning through society. Eventually, I hired a mentor who actually guided me through my business. And that's how I crossed over to seven figures in 2012 when I went online, because I couldn't see myself, even though I was an image consultant, trading by the hour was not something that I really wanted to do. And, you know, because at 18, I already had the realization, like deep-seated within me, I knew that we could do more. And especially when there's the rise of the internet, and of course, when infrastructures here in Asia is getting better, especially when there's more awareness about how do you make money online. So that's when eventually I decided to go into this area. So that's how I transformed my entire business and move into where I am now. In fact, I also dabbled with offline businesses. I ran a cafe retail chain. We had 18 franchisees and licensees. We're in Singapore, wow, Malaysia, Indonesia. So I run the entire business with four other partners. In just 2 years ago, we exited to a public listed company. So that added to the number of zeros behind in the bank account.
Wow. I mean, that talk about unstoppable. I mean, right when I like, oh, this is really impressive. She's able to talk to CEOs and politicians. She's online now. Which, by the way, sometimes I feel like we take that for granted. It's amazing what online and the web has done. But now it's like she's got all the retail and like she sold that. Like she's doing all this different stuff. I mean, it's really incredible. Now she's got Soul Rich Women. That's the thing that Janisha is now focusing on. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about what it means to be soul rich and how we can become soul rich.
Well, like I said, first of all, why I chose the market segment of women, because my mom inspired me a lot in my entire life. I really want to continue her legacy. To when I was running my cafe retail chain, even though I was successful, I have it all, I look like I have it all, my soul was empty. Like, I wasn't happy. I knew something was missing. I knew I had to fulfill a calling. So that was why when it was time to exit, I was so happy, you know, and that's why I chose to focus into Soul Rich Woman. So soul as in S-O-U-L, I really believe that a woman can be, you know, fabulous for having freedom and financial independence by owning the F word, right? So being innately both aligned, mind, body, soul, a person can do things like what you said. Unstoppable, right? The person can literally be unstoppable. So it doesn't have to be material. It can also be something that could be purpose and meaning, just like what I did right now, what I'm doing now with Soul Rich Woman, which we are doing, helping women in Southeast Asia to go from offline to online, to get clients online and to get brand recognition online. So we do this area and we are very niche in our own area. And that's why we are passionate about what we do.
I mean, to help people, women, and get clients get online, I mean, that is a very valuable service for people who are not fully embracing it, and also people who don't know how to get clients yet for their businesses. And you did mention branding as one of the things that can help. And I'm wondering what advice you have for people who do want to create that strong personal brand presence.
I think first and foremost, like to put into context, it's not just about logo, colors, or a website, right? Some of you may think it's just social media platforms, but it's beyond that. So it's all about elevating your status, right? So where you are now to where you want to be much, much faster, how and where do you want to go? So would you want Forbes to interview you? Would you want CNBC? What are the things that you want to be seen on, and how do you want to be positioned as an expert? So step number one is to always identify the charismatic leader within your own business. Two is to look into your own mastery, because you don't want to be in the red ocean. You want to be in the blue ocean, right? And then that's why you must go into your own, what I call the zone of genius. So to build your own memorable brand, right? So to do that, you need to find your own message. Even though you could hold multiple roles or wear multiple hats, always find that overarching theme within your business. And then it's never just about title, like director of a company, CEO of a company, doesn't really make a difference to who you are. But the movement that you advocate for, the work that you want to do, does help you to, you know, translate that message to more people out there to know exactly what you're doing. So finding that message and then looking through your social media platforms and knowing that whatever you're posting needs to be strategically valuable to the people that you are serving. Always remember this: sell to everybody, sell to nobody, speak to one, speak to many.
Yeah, I mean, I really like that idea where, I mean, if you speak to so many people, some of them will naturally come in. And I feel like so many people are just like, buy my stuff, that you really miss the message of just providing value, saying that, you know, you have something, but then let the other people inquire, like let other people want to learn more about you versus you shoving it down, like, you know, that, oh, you sell something. And I feel like that's a really great concept. So, I mean, one of the things that I want to do on Breakthrough Success is always give the guests an opportunity to share with us, you know, like, how can we find you? How can we learn more about your work? So I definitely want you to share with us a little bit on how we can continue following your work and seeing what you're all about.
Oh, okay. So you can find me or the platform at soulrichwoman.com, soulrichwoman.com. My name is Genesia, Genesia. Allura, Genesia Allura. So basically, I've got two awesome freebies for you. If you're listening in right now, there are two. One is a personal branding ebook that I wrote. It was published, and then now I'm giving away for free. So there are 7 steps within that personal branding series. So I would like you to have it as a gift from me to you. And then the other one is to help you to delegate 80% of your to-do list so that you can get your assistant to help you to make money. And that's very important because a lot of people, a lot of women actually told us that they don't know how to delegate, they can't don't know how to outsource. Hey, but answer these questions. Do you actually go to a spa? Do you do manicure or pedicures, right? Do you spend on, you know, extra money to go for shopping, movies, or go for things that's luxury beyond what is your wants? I mean, what's a need, right? So it's like needs versus wants. So if you say yes to any of these questions, then you have at least $50 hiding somewhere in your money, right? So use that $50, hire somebody, outsource that thing that you hate the most so you can function in your zone of genius. While you are in your mastery, in your zone of genius, that's when you can make more money by focusing on the profit center of the business rather than the cost center of the business.
Oh, Denisha, we'll make sure to include all those links in the show notes for anyone who wants to check out Soul Rich Woman, or if you want to just check out some of the resources that were mentioned. But once again, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was such a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Breakthrough Success. In between interviews, one of the things that I recommend you guys do to continue to learn, continue to see some of the different things in action is to join us in the Wealthy Author Summit. One of the speakers is Amber Villhauer, and she has been the mastermind behind some of these big book launches from high list, like a celebrity type of influencers. So she shares so many great insights on what are the things that authors miss out on during their launches that hurt their ability to perform well, and some of the things you can do during launch to sell more copies of your book. So Amber Villhauer, she is one of the speakers at the Wealthy Author Summit. We will also include a link to her website in the show notes so you can learn more about her work. But anyways, that's a really great place to go to continue to learn more about how you can grow your business, especially if you are an author looking to sell more books. So that is wealthyauthorsummit.com, and Amber's information will be in the show notes as well. Once again, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Breakthrough Success. We've got another episode coming up very soon.